working?
Which part?
Around to the Schneiden. 100%? Okay. This week's parsha. Parsha's Tazria. The Torah begins with the woman that has a child and that she's Tmeya for a certain amount of days after she has a child. And the Torah continues with a parsha which seems not much connected, not much shaychus. It's difficult to understand at first glance the connection between these two parshias, and that is the parsha Metzora. Isha ki Tazria, you know, usually a parsha has many halachas. So if it has many halachas, not always is it understandable, you know, the sequence of the halachas. I got them more or less, there could be a sequence. There could be a kesher, mishpatim. It's all about dinei mamnes, so there's a sequence. But if it would be many halachas, all right, so then it's, you know, you have to say why this one is there, why this one is together. The truth is, the Torah is Dairis Smichos. Chazal a Dairis Smichos, which means one passion next to another, and there's a reason for it. But it's more difficult when it's many halachas. But when the whole parsha, including the next parsha, Metzora, is also about Hilchis Saras, so it's a little bit strange, and it's a little striking that the first small parsha, it begins with Isha ki Tazria, the older Zachar, that she has a child. The Chayra must, in Hebrew we say Zedoresh, it screams out to explain the connection. Normally when you have as many halachas, it's very hard to understand the connection. Hagam Chazal say there is. Darshim smuchais. We darish why one parsha is next to another. But where everything is about Metzora, so it has to begin with something that has nothing to do with Metzora. The first few psukim about a woman who has a child, what does that do with Metzora? We're going to talk in Mitz Hashem, but before we get into the depth of it, now the truth is, kipshutai, the connection is tumah. The Isha ki Tazria is tmeya, and the Metzora is tmeya. But it's two different things. One is tmeya as an oinish; it's a bad thing to be a Metzora. The other one is tmeya, but she's
gave birth.
So it's very difficult to put the two tumas in one chapter and make them the same. There are other people who are tameh for other things. It's not in this parsha. There's Zav and Zava and Nida. There's so many other tumas. So true, there's a connection between the Isha ki Tazria, that she has a child, she's tameh, and the Metzora. But it seems one is completely for the good and one is completely for the bad. It's like two different tumas. One is a tummy you want to be. Isha ki Tazria, you want it. And the other one is a bad thing. Tzaras is a terrible, terrible thing. So why would you put it together? You know, why spoil the exciting moment of a child with a story of a Metzora? That's just a mashal v'nim, so I don't mean that as a kasha, but you hear all of a sudden we're talking about Isha ki Tazria, she's Tumeya, okay, Metzora. Wait a minute, Metzora. What does Metzora have to do with this? Why is this the introduction, the hakdama to the parsha of Tazria Metzora that talks about Saras? We're going to learn that the truth is, Bayayim Hashmini Yimo Besar Alosoi is one of the psukim that it says over here by Tazria, Isha ki Tazria, and Bayayim Hashmini there's Mila. And the Gemara tells us that Mila is not Doichet Saras. I'm sorry, Mila is Doichet Saras. Excuse me, Mila is Doichet Saras. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam et Beis, Amit Beis, and the Rambam brings it La Lacha, Hilchas Mila, Perik Aleph, Halacha Tes. Mila, Bein Bismana, Bein Shaloi Bismana. Doiches et Saras. Keitzat, Shemoisa, Beheres, Bar Hamila, if there's Beheres on the Mila, he cuts off the Baharis with the Arla. Why? Tzitzas negat saras is a loisasa. And Mila is an asay. So you have asay, v'yidches loisasa. So maybe we could say that that's the reason that the Torah put the Hilchas Saras right after Isha Ki Tazria. Because v'ayoy mashminim al psar alasai. And then all of a sudden, it's even bitzaras. Even Mitzaras. Now the truth is, the reason that the Rambam brings, the reason the Gemara, Asay, is Doich Eloi Sasa. So that's a halachic reason. But the Losh of the Gemara is Yimo Besara Losai, Amamar, Basar Afal Pishiesha and Baharis Yimo. That it's part of the Drash. See, partially it has to do with Asay, Doich Eloi Sasa. The assay of Mila pushes off the loisasa of Saras. But also the Gemara's mashma, that's a chiluk of the drash. Yimo b'sar loss, even if it has a Saras. How do you know that? Maybe it's Yimo b'sar loss, even if it doesn't have a Saras. So maybe that's the smichas. That the parish of Mitzayra comes after Yimo b'sar loss, even when I talk about Saras the next parish. Again, I'm going to repeat this only because this is the true pshat. So far we're learning Pashit. Very simple. It's striking that this parsha begins with an introduction of a good thing, where Anisha has a child, and all of a sudden you talk about Saras. What is that? What is the two parshas? What happened? Ma Keshir, what's the Shaychus between the Isha Ki Tazria? And it's not like there's many halachas. The whole parsha from the beginning to the end is about a Mitzayra. Again, so it has nothing to do with Mitzayra. What's the connection to Mitzayra? Well, what do you want from a Mitzayra? Saras is a Lashon Hara, race, or other Averis. And that causes Saras. What does that do with Isha Ki Tazria? So, of course, the most evident, the most clear connection is that's the Tuma. That just like Isha Ki Tazria is Tumeya, so too the Mitzayra is Tumeya. Yeah, but you're talking about two different tumors. I mean, one is a tumor which is based on Averis. The other one is a tumor which is Tumas Leida. It's Avera. True, she has to bring a carbon because she curses her husband. But the tumor is not because she curses her husband. Don't think the tumor comes because she curses her husband. The carbon comes because she curses her husband. The tumor is for a different reason, which we'll get to later on. So it's very hard to connect the two tumas. The only other thing we could say is maybe it's connected because Vayoyim Hashmini Yimo Besarar Lasai, and also Chazal tell us that Yimo Besarar Lasai, even if there's a Tzaras, and that's how the Ram brings the Halach, of course, that's how we paskin. So Pashit has to say the Chalai Sasa. But the Mashmoyis of the Gemara is that it's also a drash, yimoil besarer, or losai baser, even if it has a baharis, even if it has a tsaras. How do you know? Maybe not. So maybe that has to do with the smichas that parashi is, because this is the parasha of Mitzayra, and there it says yimoil besarer losai, so the smichas tells me yimoil besarer losai, even when there's a Mitzayra. Sarachi. I still have to explain the connection between Isha Ki Tazria and the parish of Tzaras. Okay. In the parish of Tzaras, there's a perplexing medrash. Medrash Mamish Pella. The medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael the sugya of Adam Kiyeh Be'or B'saroi Se'ei Sapachas, they got terrified. Klal Yisrael got very, very scared. So the Rabbeinu Shleilam tells Moshe, tell them not to be so afraid of Tzaras. Why? It's not meant for you. It's meant for the Goyim. Meant for the Goyim. Marshall, says the Medrash of Marshall, that there was a matronisa, queen, a prince, that walks into the castle, and he sees whips. And he goes, I got to get out of here. It's a torture chamber. So the Melech says, nah, that's not for you. That's for the slaves, the Avadu. And they don't behave, they get a whip. For you, there's a whole Suda, a buffet ready for you. Royalty is ready for you. What are you afraid of the whips? Same thing here too. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is for the Goyim. La'asid lavoi, when Mashiach comes, the Goyim will have the problem of Tzaras. For you, it's Echel, you eat and you drink. And one Medrash says, and you learn Torah. Don't worry, it's not for you. So there isn't a sefer. This is a medrash. The medrash Rabbu Tezvav Dalit. There isn't a sefer that doesn't ask this question. Goyim don't have tzaras. There's no tumas tzaras by Goyim. The Rambam, quoting the Mishnah in the Goyim, it's in Perik Tes Halacha Aleph of tumas tzaras. Ein akum mitamna bin a Goyim. The Goyim don't even have it. The Goyim do not have tzaras. So how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, all this, don't worry, it's not for you, it's for the Goyim. What Goyim? Where Goyim? When Goyim? What kind of Goyim are having tzaras? There's no tzaras by them. We'll soon learn why not, but first let's learn the din. The din is Goyim are not mitame. They don't become impure with tzaras. So how could the Medrash repeat over such a thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to tell Klal Yisrael, don't worry, it's not for you. It's for the Goyim. Lasid Lavai, you'll be okay, don't worry about it. Now I want to teach you something more. There's a Gemara in Hayrius, Tafyuram and Aleph, the Gemara says, now it's a complicated Gemara, so I'm not going to go through the whole Gemara. I'll just take out one piece of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chiddush, that this is only la'achar adibur, but kaidem adibur, even tzaras won't be mitama. What does that mean? If a person had tzaras before the mitzvah, before the Torah was given, if a person had tzaras, would you become tame afterwards when the Torah gives it? So the Gemara says no. It's only after the Torah was given and you got the tzaras. What does that mean? It means as follows. That in case a ger has saras before, he gets this saras, and then he's megayer himself. So now he's a Jew. Yet the halacha still is, he didn't get the saras as a Jew, he got it as a guy, and the saras is not mitam. So what do we see from here? We see from here that Goyim have no shaychus to tumas saras. And you can't say because they don't have halachas and mitzvahs. Because this person who's a ger does have halachas and mitzvahs. Still, because he got it when he was a guy, so it's not called a taras. So we see that the goyim have no connection, nothing to do with taras. They can get diseases, but it's not taras. Before Shigemara, the Gemara is the same ger, the same. In English, we call it a proselyte. The same ger. He has the tzaras already. And now he's a Jew. Don't say goyim don't have it because they don't have halachas. Now this guy has halachas. The Torah does apply to him. Nevertheless, what's the problem? He got it as a guy. Goyim don't have tzaras. So the question, of course, is, this year we don't ask questions. I'm sorry. Afterwards. So the question becomes, how could Chazal tell us, Maisha, you tell them that the tzaras is not for you, but rather for the Goyim. Goyim don't have tzaras. There isn't a sefer that doesn't deal with this question. Now you know me, I have to learn the pshat. First I want to know pshat. Poshit, first let's understand the pshat, and then we can start giving nice Pirushim, al pidrush, al pialacha. I want to say a pasha pshat that the question is not a question. Why? It never says that the tzaras will be metamadem. Where does it say in this medrash that they were afraid of the tzaras, and then they were afraid of the tumah? They were afraid of the tzaras itself. So the Rabbi Yishuv said, don't be afraid of the tzaras, because the tzaras will be going to the guy. But they don't have diseases. Of course they have disease. Hilchis tzaras. Tumas tzaras they don't have. But that doesn't say, and that doesn't mean, that they don't have tzaras, period. I'll prove it to you. You look at the Torah, we find that many kings, Goyish kings got tzaras. Pari got tzaras. No. Vayinaga Hashem, as base Pari, they got tzaras. As a matter of fact, I found in Rabbeinu Bechaya, in Parashas Miketz, B'Shem Pirkei HaYecholus, that when I admit that La'asim, when Mashiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give the Goyim tzaras. He'll plague them with tzaras like Pari had in Mitzrayim. Because just like Paroi tortured the Jews, and just like their first Paroi tortured Avram Avinu with Sarah, and he got Saras, they made problems for Avram Avinu. Vayinag Hashem is based Paroi. So the Goyim who will torture the Jew will get Saras. What is the Rabbeinu B'chai learn? Exactly what I'm telling you. It doesn't mean tzaras, hilchus tumas tzaras. What it means is physical tzaras. Does anybody ask a question, but Pari can't be metamet tzaras? There's no problem that Pari can't be metamet tzaras. Pari can get tzaras. Never say anything about Pari having tumah. Halachas don't apply to Pari. But the pain does apply to Pari. Right? Hurts! That Pari got, that hurt of tzaras, the Goyim could have, and that's what our Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying. So the question is, b'chalal not such a big question. What are you asking, that they don't have tumas tzaras? What are you asking, they don't have tumas tzaras? True, but they can get tzaras. What's your question, b'chalal? Now I want to point out something. Today, we don't have tzaras. We don't have. When we say tzaras and they translate it leprosy, it's a very big mistake. Leprosy and tzaras have nothing to do with each other. You know that. They use the word tzaras to translate the disease of leprosy. But it's a borrowed term. It's not really tzaras. And the reason why not is because, say the Rishonim, that we can't be mitaher atzmenu. We can't become tahor. So Hashem is not going to give us tzaras if the point of the tzaras is not to be tame, it's to become tar, it's to fix, it's to be mitaken what we have done wrong. So today that we don't have tahira because we don't have the kain, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem doesn't send us tzaras. So someone's going to deduce from this that tzaras is only given where there's tumah and tahira. Maybe tzaras is only given where there's tumah and tahira. And thus, a guy who doesn't have the tumah and tahira of tzaras, maybe he won't get tzaras. The hainu, Paroi got tzaras, the borrowed terminology of tzaras. He got a leprosy. Doesn't mean he got literally tzaras. The medrash that says that you won't get the tzaras, it's referring to the tzaras of the pasuk. It's referring to the tzaras of the pasuk. It's going back on this parsha. The tzaras that I tell you about, don't worry, it's for the goyim. Oh, so maybe the goyim who don't have the inyan of tum and tahira, maybe they don't have the tzaras. Another sheet that is brought in the Rishonim, why we don't have tzaras today, because we're not on the level to see directly the hand of Hashem punishing us the minute we do an Aveira. You know, a person spoke Lashon Hara, he would just walk out, like that. It wasn't years later, it's on the spot. So you'd right away see the Yad Hashem. So today we're not fit to see the Yad Hashem, right? So maybe someone could come and say that a guy, he doesn't deserve this einish. It's a deserving thing. So maybe goyim don't have tzaras, period. In other words, the question is based not just that they don't have tumas tzaras. If they don't have tumas tzaras, doesn't mean make sense that they should have tzaras, because it means they don't have the parsha. And based, they wouldn't get the tzaras that we call tzaras, because that was Hashem's hand. It was unique. It was a special hashgacha protit that there was tzaras. The goyim don't have that. Maybe the goyim don't have that, right? So I'm trying to answer that they'll get the tzaras, but they don't have to necessarily have the halachas. Maybe the opposite, meaning the those that would argue with me would say, wait a minute. If they're not getting the tum and tahira, then they can't be getting the tzaras. Because the whole tzaras is based on the tum and the tahira. Like we see today, we don't have tum and tahira, and there's no tzaras. So that I would answer you. You know why? We are not going to get Saras tum and tahira, because we don't have tum and tahira, because we have to become tar from the tzaras. But the goyim that anyway don't become tar, they can get it. Who cares? Let them get tzaras and never become tar. I'm trying to dispute the argument. You see, you know what? Let me explain to you how this shiur works. This shiur is the truth. A lot of shiurim is nice. It's interesting. I'm giving you, in my mind, what's going through my mind. The debate that goes through my mind to understand this parasha. I could come and say, you know what? It's not a question. This is what's going through my mind. It's not a question. And I'm right. Maybe they have what's a ras, but they don't have the dinim. They don't have the tum of the tzaras. So what are you asking? When Hashem tells Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael that the goyim will get tzaras, they weren't afraid of the tumma. What were they afraid of? The pain! Don't worry about the pain. The goyim will have the tzaras. So then I say, but you know what they're going to answer? They're going to repute this. And they're going to say, you can't have tzaras if you don't have the halachas. For two reasons. Reason number one, because if there's no tahira, there's no way you can get out of it. What would be the point of giving you tzaras? Second of all, you have to deserve to have tzaras. You have to be on a level to get tzaras. Is hashkacha pratis. Today we're not on that level. So maybe the goyim are talking not on that level. So once you say that you have to be on the level, so the question becomes, you can't get tzaras and just say, oh, you don't have the tum and tahira. I repute both points. It's not muchach. Maybe Hashem will give tzaras when Mashiach comes. Understand, we're not talking about now. We're talking la'asid lavai. La'asid lavai. It'll be clear to the whole world. V'yeda kol pol ki ata pialtai. V'yavin kol yitzur ki ata yitzartai. So the hashgacha pratis will be there anyway. So therefore you can't ask, how could a guy in the future have tzaras, the hashgacha pratis, if we, Klal Yisrael, don't deserve that today? What, the guy am I going to have it? And the Torah says, when? When are we referring to? Mashiach comes. Oh, Hashem's hand will be clear then. So then the goyim will tap and get punished right away. Can't ask these questions. You see, I'm debating in my mind. Yes, tzaras by goyim, not tzaras by goyim. Yes, no, yes, no. What do you mean? The Mishnah says there's no tzaras by goyim. And the Medrash says there is. Wait a minute, that's not what the Medrash says. The Medrash says that the actual tzaras the goyim will get. The Mishnah is referring to the Tuma, the dinim of the tzaras. Oh, so I tell you, okay, so let's see. Is it possible to separate the tzaras from the dinim? Yeah, Pari got tzaras. Pari got it. So you see, he could separate the halachot from the actual tzaras. Wait a minute, but Pari didn't get real tzaras. Rabbeinu Bechayis learns that the tzaras that the goyim will get in the future is Pari's. Pari's punishment. But the Medrash is mashma, that which tzaras will they be getting? The one that Klal Yisrael is afraid of in this parsha. So you're getting real tzaras. Hey, wait a minute, could you separate it? I could say maybe, yeah, maybe not. Today we don't have the halachas, and that's why we don't have the tzaras, many Rishonim say. Okay, so the goyim who don't have the halachas, maybe they won't get the tzaras. But wait a minute, maybe we, for us, tzaras can't come if we can't have the halachas. Because what's the point? But by the Goyim, who cares? They won't become tar. Who needs them to become tar? The second point, that maybe what? It's Ashgacha Pratis and we don't deserve it today, so the Goyim are going to deserve it? Yeah, but loss is lovely. We're not talking about now. We're talking about when Mashiach comes and everything will be Ashgacha Pratis. You'll see it clearly. So this is the debate. Yes, Saras by Goyim, not Saras by Goyim. Yes, no, yes, no. Rabbis, and now let me introduce to you a whole new idea, a whole new concept to understand this medrash. You don't be afraid of the tzaras. The Goyim have what to be afraid. It's going to be given to the Goyim. Let's understand it in a whole different, more in depth. There's a lot of omik in this chazal. The tzaras, not you, but la'asid lavai, something about tzaras in the future. It's about time and place. And I thought tzaras about an oyish. When you speak Lashon Hara, or whatever other averis the Gemara in Erechin tells us that you do, you get tzaras. All of a sudden, we're starting to see tzaras as something about messianic times. It's something about Zman HaMashiach. It's very interesting. The Medrash introduces to us tzaras, something about messianic time. And I wanted to say a pshat, Rabbi Yisai. If you notice, Parshas Mitzoyra begins, Zot Tieh Torah Tametzoyra. V'yoyim Torasoy V'hu V'lakayin. There's an extra word in the Pasuk. Zois Tieh. Should say Zois Torah Sametzoyra. Zois Torah Sachatos. Zois Torah Sa'oshav. Why does it say Zot Tieh?
Future.
Future. You like it. I say good. You should know. I know what I'm talking about. Zot Tieh. You know what Tieh means?
Will be.
In the future. There's a lot of future in Mitzayra. Now Rafi's thinking to himself, it's a drug, it's druid, it's a pashup shah. So I knew that that's going to be a problem. So I searched. And I found that I was mechavan to a beautiful medrash. I read you the medrash. The Medrash says, now the Medrash isn't Medayik, but Mestama, that's what the Medrash means on the word Tiyah. Says the Medrash, wow, Klape Mi Roimus Pasuk Zeh. What is this Pasuk a remis to? Says the Medrash, Tanchuma Yashin Mitzayra Simen Tes, Zois Tiyah Medaber Bi Yisrael. It's not talking about now. It's talking about later generations when they're going to be in Yerushalayim. Yeah. So right away you see what our Chazal is saying, that the Tia is not referring to now, the Halacha, but circumstance, events of the future, Tia. Okay? Who's the Kohen? Now I want to tell you the end of that medrash. The end of that medrash is that Hashem says, don't worry about the Mitzayra in Messianic times, because now you have to come to a Kayin. Then, when Mashiach comes, you don't need the Kayin. I'll be Mitar. I'll do it, so don't worry about it. So what's V'hu V'la Kayin? We're talking about the times of Yerushalayim. Who was the Kayin? Who was the Musser? Who was the one who was screaming, become pure? No? Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was a Kayin. You know Yirmiyah was a Kayin? Ani Yirmiyah Kayin Eicha, no? Kayin HaNasais, right? Eicha. Aleph Yud Chafe. He was a Kayin, Yirmiyah. Zayis Tiyah, in the future. The Huvel HaKayin, it'll be brought to which Kayin? Yirmiyah. Now it sounds wild, yeah? But it's a Medrash. It's not my fault that the Medrash says this. Medrash! I'm not making a Medrash Tanchuma. The Huvel HaKayin, V'hoya Yirmiyah Imalem Asu Tshuva. Yirmiyah screaming, you're Mitzayra, go do Tshuva. V'lo Yasu. But they didn't do Tshuva. Umaos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hilka Oysam B'Tzaras. Hashem gave them Tzaras. Shenemar, V'Shipach Hashem Koy Koy B'Noy Siyon, The aim of Shipach el Tzaras in Emar, Se'eis! Se'eis, Shipach, Se'eis, Apachas, V'roa Koyin, Se'yirmio. Shinema, Merakehanim Asher Banosois. V'hine Nirpune got Tzaras, it got cured, Shehigla Oisin Lebavel. Hashem sent them to Bavel, and then Bavel, they got healed, they left Bavel. They got the Geula from Bavel. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Ba'olam Hazeh, Mipnei HaAvoinei Se'isa Misyasrim U'metayrim V'choizim Misyasrim. Now, you become a Tzaira, you get the punishment, and then you do tshuva, you clean yourself. It's a process. But when Mashiach comes, Avol Asid Lavoi, Ani Hu Shemetayr Eschem, it's me who will be metayr you, Shenemar v'zarakti aleichem mayim tohoyim retayr mikol mikol aleichem atayr eschem b'loy shi'achsir l'sum. So therefore you don't have to worry about going back. Here you'll come to the Kayin. So he's not the biggest doctor in the world. He's one of the, he represents Hashem. So right afterwards you go back maybe to the old ways. But when I cure you guys, Ani Hashem, when I clean you, when Mashiach comes, you're not going to go back to any Averis. You'll never become a Mitzayra ever again. Okay? So what do we see? Tia means future. So right away, my mind starts to say, wait a minute. Mitzaras is not just something that Moshe was teaching them about now, but he was talking about future events of Tzaras and Messianic Mashiach times. Let me show you another Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah. Now, before I begin on a path down discussing Tzaras, about events in Klal Yisrael, times, Messianic times, let me just tell you over a Rashbam as an introduction. The Rashbam introduces the Parsha Mitzrayim with the following words, and it's important to know this. Says the Rashbam, Kol parshis nige adam, v'nige begadim, v'nige batim, v'cheshbon hezgenim v'saris, all the halachas, nige batim, nige adam, and when you're supposed to close them in the away, and when they're supposed to lock them up and send them out of the camps, all the halachas, says the Rashbam, eilanu achapshuta shel mikra klol. We don't know more than what it says in the pasuk. When you're going to start poking and start giving understanding to Tzaras and start interpreting Tzaras in light of situations and taking from it lessons, we don't know Tzaras. Tzaras is a foreign thing from us. Ein lanu achar pshutei shal mikra klum. After pasha pshat, we have nothing. And we can't even go on experience of people and say, let's look at the medical books and see where Tzaras comes from. Forget it. We have no understanding. There's no clue in understanding what Tzaras is all about. But the Chachamim, and what they accepted from Sinai, from the original Chacham before them, who are Iker. So what is Rashbam saying? That the best thing in understanding Mitzayra is following the words of the Chacham. So let's follow the words of the Chacham, Taka. You're right. I'm not going to come and say anything on my own. What I'm going to do is quote you the Chachamim. So I started with a Medrash Tanchuma that introduces to us the Zman of Yirmiyah. That Mitzayra has to do with Klal Yisrael in the times of Yirmiyah in Yerushalayim. Now let me show you that the Medrash says not only in the times of Yirmiyah, but all the Gullison is in this Parsha of Mitzayra. Chazal. This is not Ve'ez Torah from somebody thought of it when he was eating chant. Right? This is real. In Hebrew we have an expression, chon tayra, an expression like that, chon tayra, which means when a guy was sitting al-sir Shalachalt, Shalabasar, Chidesh Mashu, Chveis Pilpulim. You know, when I was in the hospital 2 years ago, but remember I had an infection, I was in the hospital. So Friday, the time Chishabes, Chveis, the Bikachalim, whatever it was, came out and they were giving out food. Very nice. But with the food, they also gave out a pamphlet of Chidushei Torah. All of it was about food. All of it. That kugel is gematria Shabbos, and then potato kugels are gematria mishnayis, and a whole pamphlet like this. You think I'm kidding you? You remember I came back and told you about it? And why do we eat these kugels on these days? Because of this medrash and that medrash.
Who sponsored it?
Who sponsored it? The time of Chishabes was part of the Bikach. Maybe it was the entertainment part. I know you can't watch TV, you know, on Shabbos, so they give you a different entertainment. What's a Chayil supposed to do? He reads this stuff. He gets entertainment. The scary part is they thought it was real. I understood it was entertainment. All right. That's neither here nor there. This is what we would call... Huh? The what?
Entertainment.
Entertainment is... Okay.
Sure.
What was the point? The point is, this is not entertainment. This is real. Okay. Chazal tell us that it has to do with the four gullahs. And let me read you the Medrash. Se'eis zu bavel. Se'eis refers to bavel. Sapachas zu madai. Baheres zu yavon. Negatzoras is Edom. Edom. The four galus is the four nigim, negayim that we have. Se'et, Sapachat, and Baheres, and Negatzoras. Now.
I'm sorry, can you keep the four?
Yeah. Se'es, Sapachas.
No, the four.
Oh, Bavel is Se'es. Sapachas is Madai. Baheres is Yavan. And Negatzaras is Edai. Now we can explain why and what the connection between the Se'es and Bavel. But before we do, there's something which is very perplexing. Negatzaras is not a type of Nega. It's all of them. How could the fourth one be Negatzaras? It's not a type. It's all of it. It's sick. Negatzaras means a person is sick and he has a Nega. Now in Nega there's Se'es, Sapachas, and Baheres. So how could Edoim be Negatzaras if it isn't a type? It's a Shem Klali. It's what it is. It's a disease of Nega. Right? Yes, Negatzaras. Yes, Shemot. There's only three, not four. The Shem Yishmur last is Kasha. Beautiful. In Page Race Tests, in the Shem Yishmur, he says, I don't understand. How could Edoim be Negatzaras? Negatzaras is not one of them. Negatzaras is all of them. Answers... The Shem Yishmur, Edom is all the Gullison together. And he brings a beautiful Medrash. The Medrash says like this. One more second. Oh, it says like this. Oh, the Medrash says, Daniel, there's a pasuk. Daniel Rosh Loshton Balai Lachas. And the fourth one, he saw in one night. Okay? He saw three in one night. Ulazu, and the fourth one, Balai Lachas. Also, Maish Rabbeinu divided when he spoke about the Gullison, the Rems of the Gullison. I'm not even sure what he's referring to because I didn't look up the Medrash. Maybe it's Kedai to bring the Medrash. We'll look it up quickly. It's in Sai Parsha Shmini. He also separates the three and the one. You look in Chazal, it's the three and the one. The three and the one. Why? So he says one of two pshatim, either because the fourth one says Chazal is shkula, and that is the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that Edom is shkula, so it's three and one, is just as difficult, or it's Yisera, could even be more. Point, koilel, that all the galusim, you know, there's something called, it's very cute, you ever see that they have the, like the crackers they sell, pizza flavor and garlic flavor, and then there's one of them called everything. Yeah. So everything. What is everything? Whatever they found on the floor. I mean, well, what's everything? Anything they found on the kitchen table. All right. Everything. Okay. There's three flavors of gullus, And Edom is everything. It's everything together. Okay? So this is Negatzaras Edom. Okay. Now we have to understand, what does it mean that they're Negayim? What does it mean that Bavel is a Nega? My kavod. So you could come and say, because they cause pain, you know? You're talking about disease. Boy, that's some Nega, right? There's something called the Black Plague. I'll let you figure out what I mean by that also. There was something called the Black Plague. Remember? Okay. You know, when you want to refer to something which could cause you a lot of pain, you could call it a plague. You could call it a tsaras. But obviously it's much more than just, it's a nega, right? We're obviously defining each one of the galusin with a nega. You have it? You have the chazal? Okay, read it. Read it.
It's very short.
I know, but how does he explain Moshe Rabbeinu? Which psukim? Does he bring on the bottom which psukim he's referring to?
It's not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Pesukan, Gamal is Bavel, and he brings a pasuk.
But by what pasuk is Moshe going on?
It's going on all the four Behemoth Tmeis.
Ah, the Behemoth Tmeis. Okay. No, it was the Behemoth Tmeis. Okay, I wasn't sure which pasuk is referring to. So it's three of them in one pasuk and one
Chazer
in
is the second.
And Chazer is the last one, which is Edom. Right? So Chazer is Edom, and the three other Behemoths, which is last week's parasha, what we just read, right? The three Behemoth Tmeis, and then the Chazer is separate. There's the Gamal, the Arneves, those are the three Malchusin, and the fourth one is separate. So Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish say this pshat, because it's either equal to all of them or even worse than all of them. Says the Shem Yishmul, with this, it's beautiful, so that's really pasha pshat. With this we understand why Edom is called Negatzaras, because it's all of it. It's the Shem Klali, it's Kol El HaKol, okay? Mashen came Bavel, Yavon, and Paras, they're specifics. Now, what are the specifics? What, they're just Negayim? Obviously, it's more than just that they're Nega. So I want to explain this. What is the pshat that they are Negayim? What does it mean? Now, boy, said, let me read you over another beautiful medrash. The medrash says like this. The Hizgirai HaKayin. The Kayin will lock him up, right? It says like this. Ma darkei shel nega. There's a medrash tadshe ois tezvav. What is the way of a nega? Kayin roya, the Kayin sees it, umazgiroi. And he locks the person up. Ve'imyira boi simani taira. And once he has simani taira afterwards, he starts to see that the person is getting better, so to speak. He lets him go. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his gear, Es Yisrael, Shivas Yomim, Biad Melech Bavel. Hashem locked us up in Bavel. Hezger, beautiful medrash, you hear? The concept of the Bavel, the Gullus, being Mitzayra, is that we were Mitzrayim, and Hashem had to lock us under Bavel. Bishlita, in the possession of Bavel. We were locked up, in the home of Bavel. Bavel bound. There's home bound and Bavel bound. We were in Bavel. Okay? Wait a minute. His gear. Shivas Yomim Biad Melech Bavel. The Kimosh is gear. Once Hashem locked us up, they started to do tshuva. They started to do tshuva. So they started to get healthy and better. Shekein Amalem Nebuchadnezzar, and he brings a raya that they didn't want to bow down by Nebuchadnezzar's time to the Avodah Zarah. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Shav Hashem Alkecha Shvuscha. Time to get you out of there. Okay? So the idea of Hezger is the concept of Gullus. We're locked away in Gullus. What does that mean? Does it mean in a physical sense? Hizgir? Locked? Tortured? In the physical sense, I think there's more to it. And let me explain to you what I mean. What is Saras? What is it? Is it a disease? Is it physical? Is it spiritual? There's a lot of discussion about this. I want to read to you a Ramban. The Ramban in Pasuk Mem Zayin. Ramban says, by Nigei Batim, you know what it's all about? Hashem removes himself from either the home or the person, and the removal of Hashem brings in its place disease. The Ruach Hashem was Aleihem, it was on Klal Yisrael, it was on their homes, says the Ramban. And the minute we sin, so Hashem has to remove himself. The removal of Hashem's Ruach, Hashem's spirit, Hashem's Shechina, from either us or our homes, that causes disease. Spiritual disease maybe, but disease. Yeah.
So we lose our immunity.
Wait a second. If you look at the Kuzri, you look also in the Kisvei Ari. Now I cheated a little bit. The Shem Yishmul quotes it a lot, this Kisvei Ari and the Kuzri. That it has to do with the Oir Hashem, the light of Hashem. The light of Hashem is nistalik. It gets removed from the person, and in its place, and in its place, comes saras. Now what does that mean? I want to explain you what that means. We know that a person has life. Life. Right? What creates life in a person? So the pasuk tells us, "Va'yipach be'apoy nishmas ruach chayim." Hashem breathed life into us. The Zohar tells us, "Man de'nafach midelei nafach," that when Hashem blew life, it means that He blew Himself, because He is the ultimate life. Hashem is the mekor hachayim, so He blew from Himself into the person, life. You know, there's mouth. You know, I have a trick question for you. Who was the first person to do CPR?
Hashem
is Baruch.
Hashem is Moshe.
Before Moshe. Before Moshe. Pelpe's a joke. I'm talking about when Hashem created man, He did CPR. Says, no? Ask somebody, you know what? Ask this to somebody. Who was the first CPR to get the chreis? What do they call that? When they give you the when they give you the reward, not the reward, the certificate. Who deserved the first certificate for CPR? He breathed life into human beings. Into his nostrils, into his nose. Nishmas ruachayim man denavach. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves, what stands in its place? Disease. Destruction. I want you to know that I found in the Kuzri, in my Mesheni, Saras has to do with Tumas Mace. Just like when the Mace dies, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves the Mace, so what stands in its place? Tuma. Right? The extraction of Hashem, the extraction of God from the man, creates Tumah. Saras is a form of that. Hashem has to leave. Hashem can't be in him. He's a balaveru. In its place, you have Tumah.
Hello? Okay, what comes first? Hashem leaves first?
Yeah. Hashem leaves. And in its place comes saras, which is forms of tuma. No, I'm saying gevaldik, amazing, it's beautiful, a kuzri. The kuzri tells us that tuma saras, in my mersheni, says the kuzri, tuma saras is in the same parsha, so to speak. It's the same type of tuma space. And this is the pshat that the Shem Yishmul is quoting from Dari, and that I'm telling you all from the Ramban. It's actually the makor of it is all in the Ramban. Hashem is sor me'aleihem. Ruach Hashem was on them, and he has to leave. The moment he has to leave, in its place comes saras and tuma. Okay. With this, Pasuk Mem Zayin. You want, you can read it. Go ahead. Look it up. Okay. Now I understand what Chazal is saying. You know what Golus is? Hashem removes himself. That's what Golus is. We sin, Hashem hivdil, he removes himself. That's the pshat. Why when we say we're in Golus, we can hardly see Hashem. We don't see His Yad Hashem. We don't see His Ashgacha Pratis. Hashem removes himself. So the Golus in themselves create Negat Saras, spiritual defects in the person. Did you hear what I just said? You agree with me?
You say as a national level and an individual level?
Yes. Why don't you agree with me?
I already said before that the time costs Taras, and the way to fix it is to go to Golus. Now the Golus itself is the cause of Taras.
The Golus, I didn't say it's the cause of the Taras. Right, I'm going one step further, but you want to know something? If you don't want to go that far, say it just simply. The connection between Tsaras and Bavel is that it's a type of Siluk Shechina. That's the idea. There's a Siluk Shechina that causes spiritual destruction. Now, you're right. On one hand, I say that they have it and they go to Golus. On the other, I understand that part of it. Either you could say Memela that continues, that it gets worse. Or you don't have to go there. Either way, that concept of Bavel being a Tsaras, because Tsaras is about Hashem Sarmi Aleihem. Okay, I'm going to repeat this because I'm teaching you the truth. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. This is worked out step by step. I went from one Chazal to another Chazal. Equals A plus B equals C. It's a theory of economics. All right? A plus B equals C. What is the A? The A is Tsaras means Hashem is Misalek himself. That's clear. B, Golusin are called Tsaras. Bavel is a Tsaras. Yavan is a Tsaras. What does that mean? C, that the Golus is a form of Hashem's Siluk. That's Hizgiron Biyad Bavel. Hashem puts them into the hands of Bavel. You know, we're under the American government, and we feel that the government is taking care of us. The government's not taking care of us. We can have a candidate that could talk about how he hates Jews, and he could still win the presidency. One has nothing to do with the other. We are Biyad Hashem. But the siluk of it is that we don't see it. Hashem isn't out in the open. And therefore we believe that we're biyad, the malchus, that we are under. Each galus brought in it, with it, siluk. Hashem removed himself. He's giroi biyad bovel, says the Medrash Tadshe. Remember the lashon? Hashem went and he locked us in the hand. That's hezger. It's a type of tumah. When you're not out in the open with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in the hands of something else. In concept, Al Kaponim, you feel that way. It looks that way. This is called Tumah. You saw the Ramban? Okay. Now, with this, I think I can understand the end of that Medrash. Chazal say, Klal Yisrael was terrified. Says, the Rebbeinu Shlailam, don't be terrified from Tsaras, because I'm going to be the one to be Matai here you. What does it mean? There is no Siluk Shechina. Lasid Lavai, I'll be there, out in the open. So there's no Tsaras. The whole idea of Tsaras is when Klal Yisrael is disattached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not connected with the person. I mean, the other way around, the person not connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But La'asid, La'avoy, what does Hashem say? Anihu, I'll be the one to be Matayir you. How will I be Matayir you? That you won't even get sick. That's what the Lashon of the Medrash is. You won't even get sick. You won't even get the Tsaras. Because if I'm with you, there's no tzaras. Aniu, you hear the loss of the Medrash now. The Medrash says, I go, whoa, don't be afraid of tzaras, is that I'm not with you. That causes the tzaras. So the moment that I am with you, Sionic times, Mashiach comes, Anihu, I am with you, I'll be out in the open. So therefore, I'll be mitire you. What does that mean? That you won't even get the tzaras. So on one hand, tzaras comes because of galus, and understand that we're now in a galus that it's so bad that we can't even get the tzaras. Tzaras is a result of the fact that we're away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're in galus, and this galus of Edai is so bad that got tzaras that we can't even get it. Tzaras. Edom is the worst. Yeah? It's so bad that we can't even go there. Okay, now. Dor Chaim HaKadosh tells us a miracle thing. We've now established that tzaras has to do with the talich. How would I say talich? No, a better word. Klal Yisrael's journey. Klal Yisrael's journey. Galus, Geula, Galus, Geula, Mitzayra, they're Mitzayra, they're not a Mitzayra. It's about Klal Yisrael's Geula, yeah? And the Galusin are what? All the Galusin are Tzaras. And when we leave it, it's Tahira from Tzaras. Who said this? Not me. I didn't say this. That's the Medrash. This is an open medrash, it's not me. Now let's understand why each galus is specific. Se'es is Bavel. In general, I've explained to you the concept of tzaras and tzaras is galus. But why each specific galus has its own? Se'es, apachas, baheres. Let's discuss it. There's a gevaldig Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Tetzaveh. We have four galusin. The geulas from the galus come b'schus Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. He quotes a Zohar. It's a parsha tetzava. That we come out of galus because of Avraham, Yitzchak. So Avraham, we came out of Bavel. Yitzchak, we came out of Madai. Yaakov, we came out of Yavon. And Moshe will come out of Edom. This helps us to understand the connection between the Gullison and what their nega was. What was their, if you want to use terminology that you're more acquainted with, what was their klipa? What was their sitra acha? What was it? What was that Gullus? So I think if we look in terms of Avram fixing Bavel, Yitzhak fixing Madai, Yaakov fixing Yavan, will have an understanding in all this, and I won't use my words, I'll use a Maral. But before we go anywhere, let me just introduce to you Moshe Rabbeinu. Because usually we have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we've spoken in the past about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We spoke about it, and each one and what their midas were. What is Moshe and Edom? Because normally it's Yaakov and Edom. I believe that Moshe was only Torah. Moshe was the Shlemus of Kol HaTorah Kulo. B'chol Beisi Nemonu. Do you know that Moshe Rabbeinu wore many hats? You know that? Of course. And I don't mean he wore many hats. Like, what was the guy that wore those many hats over there in the kids' books?
Mad Hatter and Alice in Wonderland.
Right, whatever it was, okay? I was referring to a different creep, but all right. I was referring to Sam I Am, but all right, we won't. Sam I Am also walks around with many hats. Okay. Okay, what kind of hats? Moshe was the manhig. Moshe was the Anav Mikol Adam. Moshe was Navi Mikalam, the biggest Navi. Moshe was Melech, he was a king, you know that? Moshe had a Din Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Mefarshim say, what was his greatest thing that he was Rabbeinu? He was a Rebbe that he taught. From all his jobs that he had, his ultimate title, was Rabbeinu. All right. You know what a Navi is? A Navi is Yirat Shemayim. Pel Pe Adaber Boy. Who is the most connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Moshe Rabbeinu. B'chol Beis Yinemon Hu. He was the closest. Pe El Pe Adaber Boy. Because he was the most... B'mar V'loi B'chidais. All other Nevi'im had connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through... with a vision. Moshe was mamish. Like a friend to the Rabbi Nishlam, yeah? Moshe had everything. Moshe was Kail HaKail, okay? It's interesting. Yet, we don't worship Moshe Rabbeinu. Our religion is not about Moshe Rabbeinu. If you notice, not every child that's born is called Moshe. Like certain religions that every child is called Muhammad. In certain religions... If Muhammad is like the Yisrael HaKoyl, right? You gotta go through Muhammad. Every child is called Muhammad. It's interesting. Come on, every child is called Muhammad. Huh? Whatever, please. What's the difference? Who cares? Okay. But the point is, Moshe Rabbeinu was everything. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was everything. Edom is the galus of everything. Yeah, good. Moshe Rabbeinu is the galus of everything. So Moshe Rabbeinu takes us out from Edom. Moshe is Kail HaKail, and Edom is Kail all the galusin and all the chisrainis. So the anti-Edom, the thing that heals Edom, is going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Kach niral ani azdaiti pshat. This is the way I understand pshat in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yankif. Moshe takes care of Edom. Okay. Now let's discuss the other ones and how Avram, Yitzhak, and Yankiv take care of them. So there's a Mordechai Maral. The Maral says that there's three Aveiros Chamuros. The three carnal sins in Judaism are Avodah Zarah, Gila Arayis, and Shvichas Dam. And they're Yarek Val Yavr, therefore you have to even let yourself get killed because these are the carnal, these are the main sins. Each one, says the Maral, in their mitzvah, attacks a different part of the person. Avodah Zarah is in the mind. It's something that you think, you believe. It's in the mind. Gila Arayis is the body. It's the guf. And Shvichas Damim is an abuse against the nefesh. Because you're killing the nefesh. You're taking someone else's soul. You're killing and abusing soul, nefesh. It's a chet b'nefesh. So again, says the Maral, Avodah Zarah is a chet b'seichel. Gila Arayis is a chet b'guf. And Shvichas Damim is a chet benefesh. Bavel, says the Maral. No. Shvichas Damim. The Gemara even says that there were many roitzchim in Bavel. It's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Shchichi, what? Marmakis. Shchichi. Right. And he says, Shchichi b'Bavel. Roitzchim. The Gemara says that Bavel was murder. Maral doesn't bring this Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, but I want to bring this as a proof to the Maral. Bavel, it's sickness. It's weakness. Was Shvichas Damim. Paras. What was Paras's weakness? Says the Maral, Arayis. If you take a look, the Tzudas HaChashverish, what was the whole thing? Arayis. Vashti. And then the minute he got rid of Vashti, he needed the covered Psulais Rabbi. Every night he had a different Psulais. He was a today we would call it a sex maniac. They would send him for therapy. He was a real sick guy, you know? It's all the belly dances. They come from Madai, you know? They come from that part of the world. Okay. Shtufe Zima! Shtufe Zima! Okay. Paras is Gila Arayis. What was Yavan? Yavan was enlightened.
Intellectual.
Seichel. So Bavel was the... Well, this is all the moral. Bavel was Nefesh. Paras, Gilarayus, was the Guf. And Yavan, which was the mind, Chochmas Yavan, the mind, Seichel. Avoy Vizor Seichel. Okay. I would say differently. Not on my own, because I found in Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim is from the beautiful Rishonim on Chumash, and he says, Se'es is the Aveira. It's the disease of Gaiva. Lashon Se'es. Litnasot. Ga'ava. Sapachas is Kas. Now, I'm not really sure why. Maybe the word Sapachas is a fiery. It's like a fire, sapachas. I'm not sure. You have to figure that out. So, sapachas is kas. Baheres, which is, to me, I understand as clarity, is sheker. Again, Rabbeinu Ephraim says, see, the Maral is learning that the three of them is about seichel guf nefesh, which is shvichas domim, gil arayis, and seich, and avodah zara, right? Shrizdamim, Gilarayas, and Avay Dezara. I see Rabbeinu Ephraim learns, I guess, more Midot. I mean, maybe he's talking about an Aveira, and Rabbeinu Ephraim is talking about Midah. What's the Midah? Se'et is about Gaiva. Sapachat is about Kas. And Baheret is about Sheker. Now, I want to explain that. I want to explain like this. Bavel, I believe, is about Gaiva. You know, Bavel was Nebuchadnezzar. It was a whole royalty. Bavel was an empire. Huh?
Gold.
What?
Gold.
Nebuchadnezzar. It was Misnase. It was all about the haughtiness of the kingdom of Bavel. Paras, I want to say, was anger. You notice, Achashverosh is an angry old man, you know. The whole thing about the Megillah is the Hamas HaMelech Shachacha, and they calmed down, and he got angry, and then he gets angry again, and Haman gets angry, and then Achashverosh is getting angry. Everybody's getting, the whole Megillah is about people getting angry. You ever notice that? It's unbelievable. Haman, right, and then all of a sudden Achashverosh runs out again by the party and he's angry again. He reminds me of the jealous boyfriend, right? He's always angry. That's what he was, right? And someone's stealing his wife, they're taking his wife, he's getting angry and he's killing people. First of all, who kills his wife with such anger? Yeah, I'm saying Moiridik, you hear? Bavel is Se'et. Chazal say, you know, so I'm saying, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's Gishmak. Why? It's Nase. The Medrash also uses such a lashon that Bavel is Misnase. Se'es, v'nasasa hamashal azal mel Bavel. Okay, no, maybe not. Okay. Se'es. Okay. Sapachas, kas. Yavon is Sheker. Lalik. They have Chachma. They're into Chachma. But which Chachma? Sheker. And it's Baheris. It's about clarity. It's a confusion of the truth. Enlightenment is a confusion of the truth. You know that?
Twisted.
It's twisted logic. Sheker and Baheris. Yavon. Okay, so I'm using Rabbeinu Ephraim to interpret the three Galusim. Good? Okay. Now, how does that have to do with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Now I know, according to Maral, one Mahalach, of what the three Galusim are. So now I have to understand how the Ovis, the Arachayim, that the Ovis are mitaken those galusim. So the Maral says like this: Avram Avinu was keneged Gil Arayis. He was mitaken Gil Arayis. Yitzchak was mitaken Avodah Zarah. Yaakov was mitaken Shvichadam. That's what Maral says. Right? Bavel is Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim, Bavel. So it doesn't match up though. Right?
No, chronology.
Right? Chronology doesn't match up. So let's see what he does with this. 1 minute. Wait a minute. Bavel was Shvichas Damim. So I guess he's going to learn that it's doesn't match up. So I guess. It should. But that's the Aruch Chaim. See, what I did was I used the Aruch Chaim that they fixed the Galus in, and I explain. So maybe he's learning a little differently. Okay, he's learning that Bavel was Shvichas Damim, and that was fixed through Yaakov.
And Daniel, were there four animals?
Again, what I did was I used the Aruch Chaim, and I said it was chronologically. So obviously the Maral is learning it's not chronologically. That Yaakov fixed Bavel. Yitzchak would have fixed. Yitzchak, that's Avodah Zarah, fixes Yavon. And Avram, and Yaakov, I'm sorry, Avram, which is Gil Arayis, is going to fix Paras. That's how he learns. But what's the connection? You have to explain. What does Avram Avinu have to do with Gil Arayis? So I was thinking about it. The truth is, by the parsha of Gil Arayis, it says, if you live with your sister, chesed hu. Lashon chesed, chesed hu. It's a chesed to live with your sister. It's only down south. If you're from, if you're missing teeth and you drive one of these, and you drive with a shotgun, you know, and you curse out all the blacks, then that to them is chesed to live with their sister. But what does chesed mean? So the Bali Musar, Michtam Elio, I told you over many times, explains that the midah of love, if it's not harnessed properly, could go very far, that a person could have such love for his sister that he could live with her. The shoyrish of chet, sometimes by arayis, comes from chesed. You're good natured, but too good natured. You know? You know, you're supposed to have gedarim, you know? You know, in the 60s, they had a lot of chesed. You know, there was a lot of chesed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do for one another. Yeah, we're all one. And what was it? It was all about arayis. Woodstock was all about arayis. Chesed. Sometimes when everybody's lovey-dovey and everybody's doing everybody, we're all the same people. We're all one. Yeah, chesed. Okay, so what happens? You do arayis. You see it mamish clearly in the 60s. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The chesed of this... it's not for you who made Yisrael. Let me be in. Let me be in. Yitzchak was Yira. Har Hashem Yeroe. Fear of Hashem. Korban. Mikdash. That's how I deserve. That's keneged avodah zarah, right? Bahar Hashem Yerah. Yaakov is Torah. Torah is the anecdote for Shvichas Damim. Brisker Rav used to say over, Yehudi, Shalashayim B'Torah Mitzvahs Chashal Shvichas Damim. Yehudi, Shalash Shomer Torah U'Mitzvot, Chashud Shvichas Damim. He would say that Tzionim, that's love, he's afraid to cross the street. You never know. If he's Mechalel Shabbat, who says he's not going to run him over when he gets angry? What stops him? You know, we think a Jew doesn't kill another Jew. There's some Shaychut to Torah, to Mitzvahs. Even the worst Jew has something. He comes Rosh Hashanah, something. But if he has nothing... Let me tell you, they blew up plenty of boats with Jewish people in the Haganah and all that. Yeah, believe me, with all the love of Israel and the love of it, they did plenty murder of Jews. You know that, right?
Yeah.
They murdered plenty of Jews.
Edom was originally a Jew.
Okay, right. You don't think that the detainment of the destruction that they did to the Yemenite Jews? You want to tell me that a person who... Tzvitzicha was murder. The kibbutzim was all about murder. It was all about killing. It's murder. You can't, without Torah, the next thing is Shvichas Dam. So Yaakov could be is a tikkun for Shvichas Dam. That's how I want to explain the Maral. Okay, so let me say it over again. Maral explains Avram is Gil Arayis, Yitzchak is Keneged Avodah Zarah, and Yaakov fixed Shvichas Dam. And respectively, they fixed the Galus in that are Gil Arayis, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah. So I'm explaining, Avram Avinu is Gil Arayis. Where does Avram Avinu go? How is Avram's mid of Chesed? And the answer is yes, Chesed. We see that by Gil Arayis, if the Chesed is not properly placed, if the Chesed is not healthy Chesed, real Chesed, leads to Gil Arayis. Huh? I understand, but it was his sister. Then there was no Isser. The next is Yitzchak, Bahar Hashem Yerah. It has to do with carbon and fear. Yaakov was Torah. Torah, I see from the Brisker of that without Torah, the main ingredient is Torah. That protects a person from Shvichas Dam. If not, Ishes Re'eyu Chayim Beloy, one guy could kill another guy. Okay. The way we're learning from Rabbeinu Ephraim, so it has to do with Gaiva, it has to do with Kas, and it has to do with Sheker. Rabbi said, let's understand, what was Avram Avinu? What was Avram Avinu's famous statement? L'anoichi af aveifa. The biggest honor was Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Se'et. Se'et was Bavel, and it goes tak in order. I want to say it goes in order.
Goes with?
Avram, Se'et. Se'et took care of Bavel. Bavel is Gaiva. According to the way I'm learning, they match up with Aruch Chaim. Avram is Vanoichi off of Afer, Onav. Vanoichi off of Afer. Chesed, Rabbi Isai. To be mischasid with everybody is a type of Anava. He had an open house. Whoever wanted could come. It's a humble. Avram Avinu was humble. Vanoichi off of Afer. That's Se'et. And that's also the Tikkun to Bavel. Darachayim. Fits. It is in order. What about Yitzchak? I found that Yitzchak is kas. You know, Yitzchak gets angry a lot in the Torah. Okay, he got angry at Avimelech. Avimelech came to make him a party. What happens? He got angry. You hate me. What are you coming to me for? Did Avram Avinu do that? Avram Avinu did that. And that's what they tell him. We came to your father and he didn't get angry. It's interesting. Chazal say that they mentioned this Nekuda. Why? Because Yitzchak is din. Yitzchak is gvura. Pachad Yitzchak. Kas. The tikkun of kas is to take the kas, to use it properly. Din, gvura, pachad. The mid of Yitzchak. And therefore it goes connected which say sapachas. And that is the second one. Sapachas is the second paras. Right? Paras. Chamas HaMelech. Anger, paras, anger. It's an order. Okay.
Order.
Anger. Right? Yitzchak was din. Anger. Pachad Yitzchak. He got angry at Avimelech. We feel. You couldn't play around with Yitzchak. You see that the kids, even Chazal tell us, Rivka never spoke to him. You know, Rivka was afraid to talk to him.
It's not good.
Huh?
It's not good.
It's good if it's understood. It's good if you know what we'll discuss a different time because it's a class for itself.
Absolutely.
It's a class for itself. You know, the connection between Avos and Imos, you have to know them, and it's a class for itself. Whatever it is, Yitzchak was din. Yitzchak was pachad. You know for sure. You see it. It's that the Rishonim tell us.
Pachad Yitzchak.
Pachad Yitzchak Hayali. Yaakov says the fear of Yitzchak was a okay. Yaakov.
Oh my God.
Titain MS Liyakov. What was the third one? Baharat Sheker. Titain MS, the truth of Yaakov. Givaldik, huh? Each galus was a weakness in these midas. In the midah of Gaiva, in the midah of Kas, in the midah of Sheker. And what happens? Each one of the Avos, their strong points, help Klal Yisrael to redeem them from those galus, those spiritual galus. With this, Rabbi Isai, I want to explain something very interesting. Chazal tell us that the Imoyus, the Arizal says that we have four Imoyus in Klal Yisrael. Yeah? You know where I'm going with this, huh? Says the Arizal, there's four Imoyus connected that, and those are the Eim Hatumas of Se'es, Sapachas, Beheres, and Neged Saras. Know which one Rachel is?
Last one.
Huh? So first of all, let me just tell you over two things. You know, I tricked you a little bit. I said there's four Imoyas, right? You know what the four Imoyas are. What are they? Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. Says the Arizal, not here. Here the four are the four of Yaakov's wives. It's Leah, Rachel, Zilpah, and Bilhah. And connected that, we have the four tumas. Now you're looking at me. Where does he know all these Arizals from? I cheated. The Shemishmul brings it down. Shemishmul brings down from the Kisvi Arizal that there's four Imoises. Later on, there's a few. I went through all of them. Went through all the Shemishmul and the Parsha. So later on, he brings that there's four Imoyes, and with the Rachel Leah and Zilpah, which one do you think would be Rachel? Let's see. The way we learned, it's beautiful, eh? No. Who is that Keres Abayis of Yaakov? Which one? Rachel. Rachel's Baharis. Rachel was Baharis. The Keres Abayis. The Yisoid of Yaakov was actually Rachel. And Rachel is Baharis. Yaakov, I told you, was what? Baharit. Okay. With this Rabbi Isai, getting away from all the Kabbalah, let me tell you over another piece of Kabbalah. Well, not Kabbalah, but Kisvi Ari. Shemi Shmuel brings down in another Shmuyas, in another Sicha, that there's three types in the Goyim. There's Nige Gufay, there's Nige Begadim, and there's Nige Batim. Tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah. The tefillin is keneged nigei gufa. Tzitzis is keneged nigei god. Mezuzah is keneged nigei habayit. Let's discuss it. Ready? Tefillin is moach. Beautiful. Tefillin is the inside, right? Tzitzis is the goof. Because it's clothing, it's on the outside, it's the goof. And mezuzah is what? Is the bayis. He says, grad the gevalik, it's a shmira keneged. People, mazika, shvichazdamim, danger, murder, says the Shem Yishmuel. What do I have from here? Gevaldik, 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 you hear? There's one which is about the seichel. There is one which is about the guf. And there's one which is about the nefesh. Those are the three, says Hashem Yishmuel. Huh? Shvi chazdam, mezuzah. It's a shmir for the mazik and the nefesh. It's a mazik Hashem Yishmuel. It's later. It's the last shmuz on. You going? We're almost finished. You hear? Okay. With this Rabbi Isai, I want to point out a few things. The first thing I want to point out, Zois Tia Tairus HaMitzayra, Behuvel HaKoyin, B'yoyim Tarasa, you see, is about Klal Yisrael. And this is the Pshat in the Medrash. Don't worry about Mitzayra. Don't worry about the Gullison. Because when Mashiach comes, it's all over. So who's going to have the Saras? Who's going to have the Siluk Shechin of the Goyim? We're going to have the Siluk Shechin. Everything that we talked about, Saras. We ask God, the Goyim don't have Saras. They don't have Tumas Saras. But the idea that the Rabbi Nishlam is Mesalik himself, and that they have these averis and these chisroinis, that's the goyim. You, ani mitayher, I'm with you. Lasid lava, you won't need the tahira of the kayin, you won't need it. Okay. Rabbeisai, let's just end with the following concept. What is the worst tumma that we have? There's zav, tumas mes, and tumas mitzayra. It's nishlach mishalish machnas. Is a zav sent out of three machnas? No. Most tumas is not sent out of shalish machnas. Mace is sent out of shalish machnas, and mitzayra is sent out of shalish machnas. Now Rabbi Zai says the Chafetz Chaim Gevaldik. We know that it comes because of Lashon Hara. And because of Lashon Hara, it's the worst of the worst of Rabbi Zatuma that you're sent out of the three machnas as if you're a Tamei Mace. So where do you think a piece of Chafetz Chaim? Yeah. Mitzayra is about the chet of Lashon Hara. And yet we see that it's sent out of the three machnas, so we see how strict is Lashon Hara. And the way we're learning, we can add to this. What causes the tumma? The fact that Hashem leaves the person for the chet that he did. So we see that the chet of Lashon Hara makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu leave you. Speak bad about Jews, and Hashem says, have a nice day, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Talk against another Jew, and I don't want to have anything to do with you. Ma'amidik, you hear what we're learning?
No.
I'm telling you like this. The Chofetz Chaim explains that Mitzayr is the worst of the worst tumah. You see, he's sent out of three machnas. While other Zav, you're not sent out of three machnas. Says the Chofetz Chaim, because you see how bad Lashon Hara is. Now, I explain to you that how does the tumah work by Mitzayra? That Hashem leaves the person. So we have A plus B equals C. We could deduce from this that what? That when a person speaks Lashon Hara, Hashem leaves the person worse than what he leaves by other Averis. You talk against another Jew, Hashem is not there with you. He's out. He leaves you. Yeah? I'm putting two things together. Chofetz Chaim says, you see, Tzaras is the worst. And at the same time, I explained to you, how does it work? Because Hashem left. So you see that by speaking Lashon Hara, worse than other Averis, Hashem wants nothing to do with you. As if you would be a mace, that Hashem completely leaves you. A mace, Hashem left the person completely. Now I just want to patch up one last thing. I explained to you Tazria Mitzoyra, the connection. What's the connection? What's the connection? And let's also understand deeper that if you have a bris milah, you could cut off the tzaras. If you have a bris milah, cut off the tzaras. Let's explain it. What's the tumah by Tumas Nida? So the emes is the Shemesh Shmuel in a different shmuz. Says something very interesting. He says, Tumas Leida. He said, what could be bad about Leida? It's beautiful. Hashem is involved in the birth of a child. It's Hashem. Who's the Shleisha Shutvim Ba'adam? So how could it make Tumah? It's a very nice question. Hayitachin, Shismashik B'zeh Tumah, it's Mateh Shel Chaya. It's Hashem who causes a child to be born. The Gemara says it's Hashem's key. It's one of the keys Hashem doesn't give over to anybody. So he brings down, you know from who? From the Kotzker Rebbe, so the Shami Shmuel's grandfather. He says, my grandfather asked, I don't understand how there can be tumah from it. And he says, V'tiritz, Shatumah B'achaka, Kotz. Very nice, very short and to the point. You're right. Hashem was involved, but he's not involved anymore. So the leaving, the fact that Hashem is not involved, he was involved. The was is the problem. It's was and not is. Once the baby's born, you know who it is? It's you. You get stuck with the late nights and the crying and the bottles and the diapers. Of course Hashem was involved. But then he says, you know what? Like grandparents, they come to them, they give you a present, they rock you, and then they by then, okay, now you go home, let your parents take care of you. Yeah? Says the Kotzke. You hear? Beautiful, huh? The Tiritz, two words, Kotzke. That's the derech of Kotzk. Shatuma ba acharach. Okay. So he brings from his father, which is the son of the Kotzker, that he explains that the whole idea of Tuma is the fact that Hashem leaves, like we spoke by Tumas Meis, Hashem left, Hashem is not with the person, and that's Tumas Meis, and therefore Mitzayra, I'm sorry, therefore Tazria, the woman who's now not directly a shutif for that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem is now not involved anymore, so to speak, as much as he was before, so therefore it causes like Tumas Meis. What is Mitzayir Rabbi Isai? It's also, Hashem leaves. Now I understand the connection. I was trying to understand, you're putting together the tomb of a woman who had a child together with the tomb of Tzaras. It's all the same concept of tumma. It's the disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to learn this. We live our lives, we can be constantly connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every moment. We disconnect. The moment we disconnect, even you see the child born, and then Hashem is not in the process of creating the child, that already causes a tumma. That's already a pause in the connection. A pause in the connection. A pause in the connection. Once you pause in the connection, tumma sets in. You want to stay away from all the dirt of the world. A minute. Okay. You want to stay away from all the dirt of the world.
Stop.
You want to stay away from... No pause. Constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The minute you put it on pause, the tumma sets in right away. It grabs you. That's it. That's what happens. It gives you a, catches you and it grabs you. Tumma Sleda, tumma Saras. One second. With this, I want to explain a Mayridika thing. We see that if your person comes and he makes a bris milah, so the bris milah, you can well and cut off the baharis. What is the bris? The bris is that he's machnas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he makes a kriti with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Nela the baharis, he's allowed to cut away. Yimo Basara Lasai, even with a Tumas Saras. The Dasei of fixing. How do you fix the Saras? And how you fix Saras? By making a treaty with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life. That's the Yisai of Parshas Tazria. Rabbi Isai have a Baal Gulik.